Welcome. In this brief demonstration, we'll discuss HY8 culvert routing using the watershed modeling system. Let's say you're designing a culvert, and you'd like to know how an existing culvert upstream might affect the peak flow at your crossing. You might wonder if you can use HY8 to compute routing. Or you might ask, will the routing affect my peak flow enough to make a routing analysis worthwhile? This screencast will attempt to answer these two questions. Let's get started. First, we'll open a digital terrain model, or the XYZ points for our watershed. A DEM is simply a bunch of elevation points. When WMS reads in a DEM, the points are displayed as elevation contours, like you see here. Now we'll use WMS to figure out where the rain collects, forming streams. The streams show up as blue lines on the DEM. Now, to orient ourselves, let's open a map. The topo map we opened was geo-referenced, meaning it came with geographic information in the file, so it aligns perfectly with the DEM. This is better, but let's zoom in to find the crossings. If you look just below the mill pond, you'll notice where the road crosses the stream. We'll put one outlet here. Let's pretend this is the proposed roadway. We'll put another outlet here. Now that we've defined our drainage outlets, we can calculate the drainage boundaries using the basin delineation wizard. We can turn off our map, and let's zoom out so we can see the entire watershed. Remember, our goal is to compute peak flows. That means we need to know how much water gets lost in the watershed. For this example, we'll use the curve number method to compute losses. That means we'll need to know the land use and soil type for this area. For this example, the land use and soil type files have already been downloaded and opened in WMS. This data is available for watersheds all over the United States, so you should have no trouble finding data for your own watershed. To calculate the curve number, we'll use the calculators menu. WMS creates a report showing the composite curve number for each watershed. We'll use HEC1 to compute a peak flow. Double-clicking on the basin will bring up the window we need to set up the simulation. Notice the button labeled Precipitation on the left side of the dialog. This is where we'll enter our rainfall values. We're asked to enter an average precipitation value, but what return period are we designing for? 5-year? 50-year? 100-year? Let's assume we're designing for a 50-year storm event. The NOAA 14 website will tell us the rainfall depth we can expect for a 50-year, 24-hour rainfall event in our project area. And there it is, 7.5 inches. Now we'll load a temporal distribution for the storm. Let's make sure our curve number got stored in the loss method window. We still need to choose a unit hydrograph. Let's tell WMS we want to use the SES method. It doesn't look like we have a lag time yet, so we'll have WMS compute that for us. Now we've got a lag time. Now all we need to do is set up the same parameters for our other watershed, and we're all set. Now we're ready to set our simulation time and run the model. For this model, we neglected routing, so we'll name this run No Routing. The runoff hydrographs appear as icons in the watershed. Let's open the hydrographs for each watershed to see what the peak flows are. The upstream basin has a peak flow of about 2,000 CFS. The downstream basin has a peak flow of about 2,800 CFS. Now we'll use HY8 to compute routing to see if it changes the peak flow at all. First, we need to define the amount of possible storage we have at the crossing. We'll do this using the DEM. Using HY8, we can find the amount of discharge we can expect at each water surface elevation. For the existing culvert, we already have an HY8 project, so let's just open it up. Let's make sure we open the right project. Notice the headwater elevations on the left. These elevations are similar to the elevations in the DEM, so it looks like we have the right file. This window shows the amount of storage and discharge we can expect at each water surface elevation. Remember, the storage was calculated from the DEM, and the discharge was computed from HY8. Let's map this information to our model. Let's run the model one more time and see if the routing made any difference. Since we entered routing for this model run, we'll name this run With Routing. The new runoff hydrographs are displayed on top of the old runoff hydrographs, so we can compare the two. The peak flow went from about 2,800 CFS with no routing to about 900 CFS with routing. So yeah, routing made a big difference. This concludes our demonstration on HY8 routing using the watershed modeling system. Thanks for watching.